On this Wednesday afternoon, let's check the weather forecast with Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks so much, Drew, for being with us today.
Yeah, it's a good day to be indoors, right?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a good day to be indoors for 4 or 5 days. What can you tell me about the heat across the center part of the country?
Well, it's definitely very impressive. Very impressive event. It not only is going to bring us high temperatures, but the high humidity as well, and very oppressive heat. We'll be looking at temperatures will be in the 90s solidly across a big part of the Midwest, especially Friday and Saturday. Those are going to be the two most awful days. We're already working our way in that direction, though, today. Temperatures in the central and southern plains and the southwestern Corn Belt already pushing up solidly into the 90s, and we're expecting to see temperatures over 100 again today over some of the central and southern plains like we did yesterday. Some of the extreme highs out there will end up around 105 to 108 degrees. Some of the extremes in Missouri and parts of Kansas, maybe southeastern Nebraska and southwestern Iowa will probably breach 100. We'll probably look for 100 to 103 or 104 degrees in some of that area. Farther to the east, though, mostly it'll be 90s. We just have too much humidity out there, and that's really going to create some issues. Our heat indices are going to be running 100 to 115. There may be some spots that get 115 to 120. And just going to be a real threat for anything that's living. Whether it's a human or whether it's a livestock, they're all going to be stressed. Our crops are going to be under a lot of pressure as well.
Is there any indication that there'll be showers in the afternoon with this kind of heat? I'm not sure where and how the weather works in these types of events.
Yeah, there is a chance for some instability showers, but they're going to be very spotty at this point. I don't think we have a good trigger. The atmosphere is warming up far up into the air, and that is the reason why there won't be many showers and thunderstorms. If we can get some cooler air aloft, a lot of times when you do lift that humidity up, you can hit that cool air sometime late in the afternoon and start throwing some thunder showers around. But in this particular case, the ridge is building fairly steadily and goes pretty high up into the atmosphere. So I think it's going to be hard to get a shower or thunderstorm of meaning to develop. Now, we do have that cooler air mass that's supposed to come down across the northern Midwest late this weekend that will bring cooler air in, and it will bring a chance for some rain. Unfortunately, as it gets into the central and lower parts of the Midwest, I think it's going to run out of moisture to work with, believe it or not. The cooler and drier air coming down is bringing a kind of a stifling impact on the atmosphere, pretty much shutting down a lot of the moisture aloft. And so it's going to be difficult to get good rains to occur in the lower Midwest, even though the model suggests that there's going to be pockets of thunderstorms, and some of them may be locally heavy for sure in parts of Iowa. Maybe a couple of spots in Illinois might get some good rain, but I think that probably 65% of the Midwest will not get enough rain out of the frontal system that comes down late this weekend into Monday to really make a big difference. And some of these crops that are going to shut down because of the heat may have a hard time stimulating themselves back into development without a good soaking rain.
So we lose the humidity. How cool do we get?
Not that cool, more seasonable. We'll look for temperatures in the northern parts of the Midwest in the 70s and lower 80s, but in the lower Midwest, mostly 80s. There may be a couple of readings that will still be in the lower 90s even early next week. The models are diverging a bit as to how significant the cool air mass will be, and they're also a little bit differing on how quickly the warm weather will return. There should be another shot of warm weather towards the latter part of next week, and then a reinforcing shot of cool air will come along as we get towards the week from Friday into the following weekend.
And when we get this kind of system, sometimes it oscillates from east to west. Is there any indication that that's the kind of system we're in at the moment?
I don't think that we're going to get the ridge of high pressure to come back as far to the east as it is today and over these next 3 days. So the heat will probably be in the western United States for a while next week. It'll come back into the plains, maybe impact the western Corn Belt briefly, and then that reinforcing shot of cool air will push the ridge back to the west. Now, sometime in early August, we could bring some heat back into the Midwest more proper. And At this point, it doesn't strike me as being as intense as what we're going to be seeing here these next few days. But, you know, one day at a time here, we have to see whether we do get some moisture to fall. The more moisture that occurs between the events will be better in kind of keeping the temperatures from getting excessively warm in August when we get the next round of hotter weather coming into the area.
And before I let you go, we probably should stay with the heat, but turn our attention to the other parts of the planet. How is Europe doing at this point, and will heat return there?
It does look like another ridge of high pressure will be building up over Western Europe as we go into the week next week, and it may begin as early as Sunday. And France hasn't seen a good amount of rain since the last heat wave occurred, and I think that was 3 to 4 weeks ago. So they've been very dry. They haven't been hot, but they've been very dry. And now that the ridge is going to build up across that region again, like us, for a few days, that's really going to push those summer crops over the edge a bit. And a lot of stress is going to occur. Now, France is kind of by itself. Germany and Poland and Czech Republic and several other areas there nearby all received some rain over the past week and did cool down. So they're in better shape than France is, but I don't see much relief coming up for France at all.
Hey, thanks so much for all the detailed information.
All right, have a good day.
You too. That's Drew Lerner. He is with World Weather Incorporated.